Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Larissa Linton, she is one of the co-founders of Heroes for Children. Larissa, thanks for joining us on the show. I guess the first question, let's just start with the beginning. What is Heroes for Children and what's the mission?
We are a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to provide financial and social assistance to families across Texas who have a child battling cancer.
So when a family hears the words your child has cancer, that's when you spring into action?
It is. We have really close working relationships with all the social workers at all of the Texas hospitals that treat pediatric cancer. And so anytime a child is diagnosed with cancer, they're assigned a social worker that really gets to know the ins and outs socially and financially with what's going on with the families and how they can help them. And so the social workers are actually the ones that fill out the application on behalf of the families and send those to us. So they really know who needs assistance the most and what they're needing. We provide assistance for really anything from rent, mortgage, utility bills, groceries, gas, car payments, just all the everyday things that, you know, most of us are fortunate enough to have on auto pay. And when a child's diagnosed with cancer, it becomes a whole different story financially for a lot of families.
Nothing about that is inexpensive, right? No part of that. Your child has cancer. It's not at all affordable for anybody.
No, it's not. And, you know, I'm one of the co-founders of the organization. And unfortunately, it came out of a loss. I lost my little girl to leukemia when she was four. And on paper, you know, financially we looked fine, but we were a one-income family at the time. I stayed home with my children. I had two other kids as well, and we had to then provide childcare for the other two while Taylor was being treated because they couldn't come in the hospital room with their sister. And so it can quickly change the financial dynamics of your family. And a lot of times what happens is mom or dad has to quit work or take an extended amount of time off work to care for the child. And so then the income goes down, the medical bills are going up, and, you know, factor in child care and parking at hospitals and gas and eating out, it adds up pretty quickly.
So if a parent has to quit a job, that makes a financial hardship just that much harder.
It does, you know, and fortunately, I was able to be in the hospital with my daughter, but during that time period, we met a lot of parents that were having to make really tough decisions, like, do I stay here and care for my child and quit my job and lose my health care and my paycheck and, you know, just decisions that no parent should really ever have to face, but unfortunately, they are, and there's children that are in hospital rooms all day because mom or dad has to continue going to work.
Tough decisions and really seemingly no good options.
Exactly. So we recognized through our journey that there really wasn't an organization stepping in to help relieve the financial burdens that these families were facing. You know, there's a lot of great organizations looking for a cure for cancer, and hopefully that will be found in our lifetime. But in the meantime, you know, they're losing their homes, their cars, utilities are being shut off. And so that's really the history as why we founded the organization. And we're the biggest and one of the few organizations in Texas that really steps in to help the families financially during their difficult times.
And just remind us again, when you provide that financial assistance, just to highlight the need, what do families spend that money on?
You know, it really just depends. The majority of it is, like I mentioned earlier, rent, mortgage, car payments, utilities. sometimes we'll get a phone call that their electricity's been shut off already because they were trying to make ends meet and they let the social worker know too late, which, as you know, in Texas, no air conditioning in the summer. You can't go very long without that, especially when you have a sick child. You know, they're just having to make tough decisions like, do I pay the utility bill or buy groceries this week and things like that. So it's really versatile. Sometimes it's medical bills. It really just depends on the family and the situation and where they are.
We're speaking with Larissa Linton. She's one of the co-founders of Heroes for Children. The fact that you provide, is it safe to say you can call it a cash infusion for these families? Is that one of the things that makes Heroes for Children different?
It is. We get the applications every week from the social workers, and we have a really fast turnaround. So we get the applications and the money sent out in a week or less. So, you know, the parents aren't having to wait around. And if it is an emergency situation, like the power's already been shut off, we can call that in with a credit card payment and things like that. So mom and dad aren't having to fill out lengthy applications and wait 30, 60, 90 days for a check. They get it immediately.
Mom and dad clearly have other things to be worried about.
Exactly. So we wanted to take that burden off the parents.
Is it safe to say that most of what you do is provide financial assistance, but you you provide other kinds of assistance as well?
We do. We, as we have grown, we've been around a little over 15 years, and we realize the need also for social assistance programs. My co-founder, Jenny, she lost her little girl to leukemia as well, and they met a family in the hospital with a teenage boy who would always ask to borrow Jenny's laptop. And the doctors and nurses said every time they walked in and he had that laptop, you know, he seemed to perk up. He was in a happier place. And other times when he didn't, he wouldn't even speak to them. He had his head hung down. And they had been really blessed with assistance from their friends and family like we had, and had received quite a few gift cards and different things. And they took some of that money and decided to buy this boy, Jordan, a laptop. And the way it changed his entire outlook and demeanor was just, I mean, it was a complete turnaround. You know, he perked up. He was happier. He had a connection to the outside world. And so he was the inspiration for our Laptops for Love program, where we provide brand new laptops to older kids and teenagers who are having to spend a lot of time in the hospital, miss out on school. And it's really just a connection for them to the outside world. And a lot of them have been able to actually Skype into their classrooms and graduate on time and things like that. That's one of our social assistance programs. We also have a Holiday Heroes program, which is coming up in December, where we really try to outsource most of that to the community, where the community can adopt a family who has a child battling cancer, and the social workers provide us with a wish list of gifts that not only the child with cancer but all their siblings want as well. And then we have a big holiday party where the families come. The people that adopted the families are invited to come. They can all meet. They get their gifts. Santa's there. And it's just a really heartwarming experience and provides gifts and Christmas, holiday, whatever they are celebrating that a lot of them would otherwise probably not get just to their current financial situation. And takes a lot of that burden and stress off of mom and dad.
With your Holiday Heroes program, there's a list of items wanted, needed by and for these children that people can just kind of shop for?
Yeah, they are personalized for the family. So the families actually get wish lists to fill out so the kids can put, you know, what they need and want. And we even provide a Christmas tree and decorations if that's something they need, which surprisingly a lot of them do need. And it's really been a great experience over the years. And it's a great way to see our mission in action and meeting these families and hearing their stories. And some of them have shared they were going to have to tell the kids that they weren't going to get any gifts this year and things like that, which, you know, regardless of your situation, that's really tough for a child to comprehend and understand. And so,
yeah, nothing under the tree for Christmas. That's no good for kids.
Exactly.
If somebody wanted to help out with Holiday Heroes, what's the best way to get information about either making a donation, a contribution financially, or maybe taking care of some of these shopping lists?
If you go to our website, which is heroesforchildren.org, there is a link on there to our Holiday Heroes program. And so you can either adopt a family, you can make a financial contribution, which we actually have teen boards that go out and shop for these kids and wrap the presents, get their volunteer hours. They're actively involved and support our mission. So
I think that's the idea behind that. It makes for a nice kind of family tradition. If you're looking to start one of those, start a family tradition. You can teach your kids about giving and charity. And
yeah, it really does. I'm blessed to have four healthy kids, and I've done it with them over the years, and just going out and shopping and them looking at these lists saying, this is all they want. And when my kids' lists are typically a mile long, it really brings everything back in perspective and the whole spirit of giving for the holidays. It's a great tradition to start with your children.
Now, again, Heroes for Children operates all over Texas and right here in Austin. If somebody wanted to help out as far as volunteering, are there volunteer opportunities? And if so, what do those opportunities look like?
There are volunteer opportunities in Austin. We have several events. We just had our Hold'em for Heroes poker tournament just a little over a week ago. And we do the Holiday Heroes program in Austin. There are opportunities to get involved and volunteer with the children we serve at Dell Children's Hospital there. So, again, I would just send people to our website and click on the volunteer link, and there's ways that we can get them plugged in and involved in Austin. And that's a market that's rapidly growing and expanding that we serve.
As the market expands, so does the need, I guess.
Exactly.
Larissa Linton, it's heroesforchildren.org. If you want to make a donation, you can do it there. If you want to find out about volunteering opportunities, you can do that there. Larissa, you had a recent partnership with WX Brands. You want to talk about that briefly before we let you go?
One of our former board members, Brian Marino, his son, Austin, was diagnosed with cancer years ago, and that's how we met Brian. We actually had provided financial assistance for his family, and that's how he came to know about us. And he vowed when he got that check that when I'm able to, I'm going to give this back tenfold. And he certainly has. He works for WX Brands and has donated wine and things like that to our events over the years. But this opportunity came up and he approached us with it about putting our label on wine that they sell through November and December. And it's in Target, Walmart, HEB, lots of different locations. $1 from each bottle of wine sold goes back to our organization, up to $5,000, which is great. You think it's a small amount, but it can really add up and make a huge difference to our organization and the families we serve.
That's Larissa Linton. She's one of the co-founders for Heroes for Children. If you want to make a donation, either financial or volunteer, they've got opportunities to do so, too. Heroesforchildren.org. Do you have any final thoughts, anything you need to share with us before we let you go?
I would just encourage the listeners, if you're able to give back this holiday season and end of year, however you can, whether it's our organization or another nonprofit. There's so many needs out there. And year end is a time of giving and giving back. And we are always looking to expand our programs and services. And by giving to Heroes for Children, you can definitely further our mission of helping families who have a child battling cancer. And our vision is that no family with a child battling cancer will fight alone. And we really want to see that vision through.
All right, that's Larissa Linton, one of the co-founders, Heroes for Children. It's heroesforchildren.org. We appreciate you taking the time today to join us on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much for having me.
That wraps it up for today's episode of Inside Austin. If your organization would like to be featured on our program, give us a call Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 512-327-9595. You can also shoot us an email, insideaustin@entercom.com. That's E-N-T-E-R-C-O-M Austin.com. We'll see you again next Sunday right here on Inside Austin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.